With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Sports Radio 610 presents Payne and Pendergast.
Payne and Pendergast, into the 9 o'clock hour we go. Pat McAfee Show is one of the most prominent, I would say, national shows that there is. I don't know that he's on Sirius XM anymore, but he's got his YouTube channel, which is very successful. He has Aaron Rodgers on every week, gets good guests, good interview style, which makes me wonder, Jack Easterby, apparently, according to Pat McAfee, we'll play the audio here in a second, but I guess it sounds like they've been working on getting Jack Easterby on their show. I couldn't tell, Seth, if there was sarcasm here or if this is actuality with Pat McAfee, because they've joked a lot about Easterby over the last couple of years, probably more than most national shows.
Right,
they've had some fun with the Easterby thing.
This has caught Pat McAfee's interest.
Yes.
Like, and they've joked about it, right?
They sold merch. They have a t-shirt that says, "I'm an Easterby guy."
Oh, really? Yes. Oh, okay.
Jack's so face on the front of it.
It's a whole sticky thing with them.
I guess.
All right, okay. I'm guessing... maybe, because it's not like McAfee ever goes all in on somebody. Like, he's not like angry sports radio guy or anything like that. He tends to have fun with things.
Yeah.
So I'm guessing anything that Easterby would have looked at of McAfee doing there, Easterby maybe can laugh at or can find some humor in it, but also maybe want to set the record straight a little bit. So I think that these guys, I'm going to say, I think he's serious.
Okay.
But I haven't heard it yet.
Okay. Well, here we go. Here's Pat McAfee along with his crew that he's got in there. He's got three or four people in there with him, including AJ Hawk on the Zoom there.
AJ Hawk, who I could see as being the most skeptical of a Jack Easterby type.
No.
Like, I could
yes.
easily see AJ Hawk being like, no. Ah, this is not my kind of guy.
Here, yeah. Let's take a listen and see what we think.
What was Easterby doing over there with that holy water? True. Was he putting those fires out so the boys could play some football?
Sounds like it.
We don't know. We'll find out. We will ask him. We will certainly have to ask him. I think he's going to be on the show. I think we're 90% sure.
Whew. Are we thinking in person? So we have the man like to bring back the house of God in here?
Dude, that's the thing. I don't know if we want to dabble with any of these spirits that started in this place.
Yeah.
But if we were to, you know, set this light show up for when he comes.
For sure. Oh, yeah.
And that preacher man.
Yeah.
Standing at 6'1", 155 pounds. Like in the... Ladies and gentlemen,
be unbelievable.
With Jesus to his left,
I mean, we were
the Holy Spirit to his right.
Okay, so on the one hand, at the beginning of that, McAfee is saying, we're close to getting him. Yeah, like 90% sure we're getting him. And then for the other 45 seconds, they poke fun at religion the whole time.
Yeah, I think he's. I think he just said that offhand, jokingly. Like,
okay.
maybe somebody does a good Jack Easterby impression or something.
Okay.
Because it sounded almost like a surprise to the guys on the show, didn't it? A
little bit.
Yeah.
A little bit.
I wonder if he was just. I wonder if he was just thinking out loud, thinking, "Yeah, I got this buddy that does a good Jack Easterby impression. Maybe we'll have him on or something." So, because it doesn't sound like you said, they're goofing on him, not hardcore.
No.
And I think if they did extend the invitation, Easterby could go into that knowing that it's not going to be an all-out like bombardment of hardcore questioning. Like, McAfee has gotten criticism from some people in how McAfee doesn't really, like, ask Aaron Rodgers any hardcore questions. He kind of fawns over him and is gung-ho about whatever Aaron Rodgers said. So some people have criticized him for it. I don't care because it's obviously, it's just like it's an ex-football player talking to a guy that he knows about football and everything. So he's not, it's like, it's not hard-hitting journalism, is
right,
what I'm saying.
Right.
So I think Easterby could go on knowing that he's not going to get the ninth degree. Is that a phrase? What's 12th degree?
I think it's the first degree.
The first degree.
Yeah, I think it's you. Yeah. But the ninth would be really, really hardcore.
What the hell am I talking about?
Yeah, yeah.
He's not going to get any of the 1 through 12th degrees.
Yeah.
And what Easterby is good at doing, I know from, well, I told you, I had one long conversation with Easterby once where I told him, the very first thing I said off the bat was like, listen, man, I got to be honest with you. I am always very, very skeptical and guarded around people who find themselves in positions of power largely through by way of religion. And he's like, I totally get that and I totally respect that and everything. So there are a few times where I kind of told him things like that pretty bluntly, and he's very good at you know, taking it in, listening, empathizing with you or understanding that, and then countering. So I feel like he could, I think he would accept that invitation if they offered it to him.
I think, like I said,
I think AJ is going to be the most skeptical, but I do think that by the end of it, he will have baptized at least three of them.
Do you think he ends up baptized at least three of them?
Yeah, like in the water, like he'll go out in like one of those muddy, whichever river that Pat McAfee got arrested for jumping into when he was
Circle of Life, he'll get baptized in that very same river.
Yes.
Same muddy hole. Do you think that Easterby is going to do an interview at some point about his time here in Houston?
I don't think so. I think that, like, even if he did this, he would be very diplomatic about what he said publicly.
I think this would be perfect. I'm assuming Easterby's looking to work again at some point, probably in sports, maybe. I don't know. There's plenty of opportunities out there to go work in sports. I think if he's trying to cleanse his image or PR profile or whatever, I would, if I'm him and I need to do it, I feel the need to do some sort of interview and get myself back out there post Houston, knowing full well you're going to get asked about Houston. The worst thing he could do is go do an interview somewhere and doesn't get asked anything about Houston, you know, so you're going to do an interview, and part of that is going to be because you want to somehow set the record straight or at least give your side of things. I think the McAfee thing would be a better thing for Easterby than like a serious sit down with Tom Rinaldi or Josina Anderson or somebody like that.
100%. You know, because even when Easterby in rare circumstances did press conferences or things like that, it didn't necessarily go all that great.
Right.
And it's an awkward environment doing a press conference. So I think that's when he does his best work, when he's more one-on-one. And this would be a one-on-one or one-on-two situation. And I do think that he will find himself in another pretty good job at some point. Because, like, frankly, like, look, I have had the fortune / misfortune to have been, I've like been around some very, very charismatic, charming people in my life. The ones that are really,
thank
really
you,
good
Seth,
at
I
it.
I appreciate that.
So, yeah. Well, I say the misfortune, people that know how to use that to their own advantages and sometimes not for the greater good. And so I recognize a lot in it. But if you don't learn to recognize it, if you don't learn to smell and see an Easterby coming from a million miles away, they're very, very good at what they do.
No doubt.
Make no bones about it. So I think he'll wheedle his way into somebody else's influence here probably pretty quickly.
The McAfee thing is interesting too, because the environment. There's probably a lot of listeners who haven't seen his YouTube channel.
Yeah.
He has a good show. It's in a studio in Indianapolis where it's got kind of that man cave vibe to it, where
he's got a big old warehouse that he turned into their studio. But yeah, they've got a basketball hoop,
and that's where I was going with this. Yeah. Remember, Lovie Smith did a hit on Pat McAfee when they were there for the combine in Indy, and Lovie came and knocked down a three-pointer, you know, and this is fun. Look at fun Lovie Smith. Boy, that kind of turned on its ear as this season has gone on. Remember when Lovie Smith was really fun shooting foul shots and not picking fights with people in the media? But I could see Easterby getting on there. Because Easterby, I think, used to play like Division III basketball.
Oh,
or
no, he was,
like
yeah, he went to one of these small schools that exists almost completely to so people can play college sports.
Right.
Like, so they can say they were a college athlete.
Right.
And but he was like the scholar athlete of the year and everything. And I think he's a pretty good golfer. So I'm guessing, and I think he plays a good amount of basketball. So yeah, he'll probably, was basketball his high school, his college sport?
I think so.
I think it was, yeah.
Yeah.
So they'll do that and he'll be good at that. And also, yeah, Easterby or McAfee's show is not one where, like, one of the reasons they get a lot of good guests is because McAfee's so good at making it fun for everybody.
Yes.
So he doesn't want to get the reputation of the place where you go to get skewered. So I think that would be a very, very smart interview for Easterby to do.
Yes.
I think he would come away having converted maybe some non-believers by the end of it to Easter believers.
Easter believers, yes.
Yes. The trailer wheel and text frame, a trailer wheel and frame text page correcting both of us. It's the third degree. You give somebody the third degree.
Oh.
And where I got ninth degree was I was probably thinking nth degree. Like,
yeah.
Oh, they did it to the nth degree.
Yeah.
So when I was thinking first degree,
I was thinking when you plead the First Amendment to when someone's giving you the third degree.
That's the Fifth Amendment, Sean.
What's the First Amendment?
First Amendment's free speech. It's been,
Damn.
Often inadequately applied in common. It's,
what's
I
the
think
one where I can bear arms? Because I want to shoot myself right now.
90% of the time these days, the First Amendment too is misapplied to various conversations.
Okay.
And,
Fifth Amendment, right.
Yeah, Fifth Amendment is your right to
Damn
not
it.
Have to testify.
Damn it. Why did I think it was? Okay. First degree, First Amendment, Fifth Amendment.
Which is the least popular Bill of Rights?
For me, okay. All of them right now, this very moment. Yeah.
Like, which
they're
is
all
the
tied
one,
for first.
Which is the one that people know the least about? That thou shalt not kill, that's the one.
Oh, that's right. When Moses came down with the tablets and had the Bill of Rights on it.
You know what? Okay, I bet the Third Amendment. We don't hear enough about it.
What is it?
No quartering of soldiers in your house. Like, no soldier shall in time of peace be quartered in any house. I didn't realize they could do it in time of war. Oh,
are we almost to the break? I got to call Amy and tell her to get all those soldiers out of our house.
It sounds like it can't ever be in a time of peace. They can't make you do it. But in a time of war, it sounds like it might be allowed if there's a law passed.
Okay.
For it.
Okay.
So they got to.
All bets are off in a time of war.
What the hell?
Let's spin the wheel. What's the Seventh Amendment?
The Seventh Amendment, duh, is the right to a jury trial.
Oh, okay.
Listen to this, though, Sean. Listen. Okay. In suits at common law, where the value in controversy shall exceed $20, the right of trial by jury shall be preserved, and no fact tried by a jury shall otherwise be examined in any blah, blah, blah. So $20 was a limit back
okay,
in the day.
You know what I've learned? They do not adjust the Bill of Rights for inflation. $20.
Okay, what about the Ninth Amendment? What do you think the Ninth Amendment is?
I'm going to say the Ninth Amendment has to do with jaywalking.
The Ninth Amendment is kind of like the Ninth Amendment feels like almost like when the genie tells you that you can't use your first wish to wish for infinite
wishes.
It says the Ninth Amendment is the enumeration in the Constitution of certain rights shall not be construed to deny or disparage others retained by the people. So you can't use these Bill of Rights to deny people of other rights somehow.
They're non-transferable is what I
don't even understand the Ninth Amendment.
Yeah.
Why don't we hear more about the that's going to be my new thing on Twitter. I'm just going to drop the Ninth Amendment into conversation.
Yes.
As a mic drop.
Yes.
And people will just have to assume that they just got trucked in an argument because they won't know what the Ninth Amendment is.
And the words force majeure, mix that in too.
Yeah,
That's a nice legal term to mix in. Force majeure. All right, well, good. I'm glad people have learned something about the Bill of Rights, including one, Sean T. Pendergast, who now has his amendments all squared away.
I like the Eighth Amendment.
What's the Eighth Amendment?
No excessive bail.
Oh, okay.
Oh, also the cruel and unusual punishment thingy, but also the no excessive bail is the one that I like.
Thingy.
I love that though too. That's a fun thing about the Constitution. Back then, like, what's cruel and unusual? Well, an inordinate amount of tar in the tar and feathering. Thou shalt not use more than one bucket of tar when we tar and feather somebody for stealing a church tract.
Why do you keep putting thou shalt not in front of all of these? Like, wait,
because they're the amendments.
Does it say thou shalt not in front of them?
Yeah.
It does now.
It's in the Bible, Sean. Jesus invented America in the
Where's
year
Easterby?
32.
Easterby. Easterby, I need you to get in here and explain the Bill of Rights or the Bible. I get them mixed up all the time.
If your output exceeds your input, then your upkeep will be your downfall.
That's what I've been saying when I was talking about the First Amendment protecting me.
Sixth Amendment is speedy trial.
That's of course it is. That's what I've been saying. My God.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.